Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back live at Tabacon Plantation Walk, Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Someone pointed out, because I said we'll do the show till 6, and then the event begins tonight around 6. All the QAM staff will be here, and we'll watch some playoff hockey on the big projector. And I said, you know, come on out. Everyone's welcome. And someone DM'd me on Instagram. They're like, you've been saying 21 and over. Is it 21 and over, or is everyone welcome? It's everyone who's 21 and over is welcome. Although I think to stand outside and watch the screen and watch the stage, I don't think you need to be 21 out there. I think you need to be 21 to come inside, obviously, drink whiskey and smoke cigars. But if you just want to hang out at Plantation Walk, Plantation Walk, open to everybody tonight.
Well, that damn werewolf's not 21 years old.
Well, no, in dog years. He's like 85.
Ah, man, I don't know about this. He ran up. He licked me earlier.
Today's the last chance to get in on the contest for the Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets. They're coming to Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. The code word today is fall. F-A-L-L. Text fall. What is he doing? Eating chicharron? You stopped at the gas station, got some chicharron? Oh, yeah, he's doing the – he always does that. He balls up like a piece of paper. He squares up a piece of paper and picks through his teeth. He wonders why he's swallowing his teeth.
But I don't want to see that.
Like, oh, right. My man. Thank
there
you so
you
much.
Somebody
oh,
just yeah. brought him
this
a little toothpick.
This is a friend.
Toothpick. Yeah, yeah. That guy just produced more for the show than Solana's done in an hour and 8 minutes. Solana, welcome – Solana, welcome to the show. We appreciate you stopping by today.
I don't want to sit next to somebody picking at their teeth.
Well, I mean, you weren't here for the first hour, so...
what was he doing in the first hour?
I mean, you didn't see the first hour shenanigans that were going on.
We're rubbing lotion on each other.
Anyway, the text word is fall, F-A-L-L. Text it to 20357. If you want more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It is a Live Nation show, but you want to win the tickets. Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium. Text the word fall to 20357. So Solana was at the Pat Riley press conference, we think. He did send a picture. Ira Winderman disputes whether Solana was actually there or not. But what was your takeaway, Solana? I said at the beginning of the show, he ain't going anywhere. I can tell you that.
Nope.
There is not a doubt in his mind. And he doesn't sound, you know, a lot of people were making a big deal. Warren Buffett is retiring from Berkshire Hathaway at the end of the year. He announced it at their investor conference. But for several years, he said, here's my successor. It's going to be very orderly. He's hinted at hanging it up. And Pat Riley, if anyone was expecting that, hey, I can see myself doing this another couple of years. He did not say that. He did not lay out a succession plan. He didn't give any inkling that he was even close to being done. And in fact, said his age, 80, is the new 60. Well, if you're 60 you're planning on doing it for a long time further. So was that a takeaway of yours while you were there?
Absolutely. He had an opportunity. He was asked specifically about the succession plan. Here's the thing, though. Earlier in the press conference, he was asked about Eric Spoelstra, and he said Spo needs a break. Like, Spo's exhausted. Spo needs, like, to go and just eject from everything. So when he's asked about the succession plan, the question was pretty clear. Hey, are there any plans for, as Greg Popovich,
Spo goes to the front
Spo
office.
Spo goes to the front office and takes your job. And he really went in depth on Pop and how he is sending him well wishes. And then when he went back to Spo, there was no inkling that he gave that Spo was in line to take over his responsibilities in the future. He just said, no, look, as in regards to Spo, it's not that, like, he's going to be fine. He just needs to go check out. This is a grind.
And a season like that, I mean, can you imagine what that does to your
and
psyche?
Even last year, remember, he had no offseason. He went to the Olympics.
Right.
Came back, had, what, 3 weeks to get ready for an NBA season with a Jimmy Butler situation that transpired and got really ugly. I'm with you, man.
He was so confused last year. Remember, he was making threes worth two, twos worth three. He had a four-point play, six-point play. He really needs the break this year.
But you speak about Warren Buffett explaining the succession plan to everybody, where now you have investors, where in the heat he doesn't really have to explain his future.
Correct.
He has a plan.
But it was
why would he tell the world his plan?
It's a pathway, though, to say, yes, I'm in the final stage of me doing this. There's no shame in that. We've seen that a number of times from athletes that talk about, I'll probably be thinking about it at the end of this season or during this offseason. I mean, there were nothing along those lines.
Nothing.
And, you know, I said to you, he even said jokingly, like, do you see any cognitive decline? Yeah. I do not. I think he is as sharp as a tack. He was rattling off moments as if they had happened yesterday. Rosters and acquisitions as if he had just made them. So, Crowder and I were talking about, and I don't know how you feel coming out of there, but Crowder and I were talking about, in Pat we trust. I felt great coming out of that press conference. I don't feel great about the season. I don't feel great about their ability to land a whale in the offseason, to be quite honest. But I do feel confident that Pat is Pat. And if you think Pat Riley has always been one of the top executives in sport, which we do, and he is still himself and still locked in, then you have to feel good about where you're at.
Tobin's question about Heat culture and how it's kind of been mocked a bit.
Right.
I liked his answer. Obviously, I eat the Heat culture stuff up. I know that. But you need the guy at the helm of it to genuinely believe. No. Those of us within the building, we know how important, how influential this can be. My two biggest takeaways were, A, this guy's not stepping aside. So anybody who thinks he is, get real. And not as angry about how the season ended as I expected him to be.
Or not showing you.
Correct.
Because he's done that in a couple of instances, and it came back to haunt him both times.
But Hawk, I really think his words were, those two games, do they mean that we have to make total changes here, a.k.a. a total rebuild? No. And he several times referenced the 13, not rebuilds, but he said retools.
He just didn't retools. Want to say that word.
Right, but I think, there is some truth to what he's saying, which is we need major changes philosophically and personnel-wise. Something didn't go right, but he talked about linear changes in the past where it was a couple different moves that made the roster a lot better, title contenders. And I think because of the offseason and the difficulties they're going to face finding a whale, which is what everybody wants, that has to be the approach.
That is the real reason. So he's very savvy at what he does. Yeah. So if he comes out and says, we need to make wholesale changes, we need a brand new roster, and then the offseason comes and goes and there's no changes, everyone's going to then do the same thing they did to Chris Greer with the offensive line. You laughed at the offensive line. Guess what you needed? Everyone's going to point and go, well, you said you didn't need any changes. Here you are in the 10th spot again, and you're in a play-in. So I think what he's doing is being cautious by saying, we may not need wholesale changes because there just may not be any to make.
To that point, but going back, first, I think there's no anger because Pat's smart enough to know Andrew Wiggins' addition was not going to take them to the top. He knows what a roster looks like that competes in the NBA playoffs. So I think he knew when once Jimmy started his BS, okay, we're not competing anymore. Nobody's giving us somebody back for Jimmy that's going to help us play. And then the moving forward thing, he knows on the same, I guess the same conversation, he knows what it takes to go get that guy. He knows what it takes to build a roster that can win. We got caught up in James Johnson and Deion Waiters 31-10 second half of the season. I don't think.
Well, yes, he did. He gave them contracts.
I don't think
he 100% got caught up in it. He ran it back with that roster.
I think he knew that wasn't a championship roster, though. James Johnson, Deion Waiters.
He fed it to us like a championship roster.
What's the big boy's, the Deerbrus name?
Hassan Whiteside.
I think that was some goofy stuff Pat did, and I think if you ask Pat about that goofy stuff, he'll admit it. But I think he knew once Jimmy left, we're not going to compete. It was funny, Salah. We're talking about it. We wanted to say Boston, Cleveland. We can't say Boston, Cleveland. We say Indiana.
Right.
Like, we have to change
Knicks,
Yeah, we have to say Knicks, Indiana now. We have to change our approach to talking about the Eastern Conference. But I think he knew that's why he wasn't upset.
Anyway, let's get headlines here. Lee Sterling is going to join us this hour. He's got a backup the Brinks truck winner for the Panthers game tonight, so we'll have to find out what that is.
I just deposited some money in my Hard Rock.
You took what Goldie said and you extrapolated it out.
I'm waiting for Lee. I got Goldie. I got Lee under Panthers game. Whatever Lee says, parlay.
We're going to be sourced gamblers today. Sourced.
Let's get it.
Headlines with Solana brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Yesterday, Jimmy Butler's takeover did not go the way that I think a lot of people expected.
Certainly not those who bet the over 23.5.
Oh, gracious, he took over an ice cream shop.
He is so ordinary, man. He is so ordinary. God, he drove me crazy last night.
He took over a gelato stand.
I forget how annoying it is when he literally is driving the lane and kicks it out for no apparent reason. It's bizarre. Especially when Steph is out and you've got to be that dude. Like, how on earth do you think Jonathan Kuminga gives you a better chance, although he does? How do you think that a three from Kuminga is better than the easy layup?
Here you go, Kuminga.
Crazy.
What's the white
to me?
Dude's name? Panuski?
Pajenski.
Pajenski, here you go.
Crazy.
Boy, shoot the ball, Jimmy.
Yeah, there's a still right here of Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield next to each other on the bench. Very different than their post-game press conference after game one. Buddy Hield didn't bail out the Warriors this time. He didn't have 30 points. But, Hawk, correct me if I'm wrong, you put in a parlay of Jimmy with 40 and Anthony Edwards with 50.
No, I didn't put that in. That would be ridiculous. But I did bet because it was 24.5 most of the show, yeah. Jimmy. And then when I went right as the game started, it became 23.5. And I was like, okay, if it's 24.5, 23.5, usually they're like right in the zone. So if I can get a point less, and then they don't score for like the first 3.5 minutes of the game, then Jimmy scores their first 5 points. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, he's going to Jimmy. And he didn't Jimmy. He was just ordinary. He was so ordinary.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Ordinary.
This man, Pashinsky.
Crazy.
Here you go, Pashinsky.
Hey, drafted. Can you handle one game without Steph Curry? You're the man. This is your time. I got it.
Here you go, Pashinsky.
It's crazy.
But you saw it in Miami.
Yes, but he was asked to do that more often than he was asked to do it for Golden State. So this to me was like, hey, we need you to do this one time, or maybe two times. But in Miami, was constant, and you knew he wasn't capable of doing it constantly.
Robin is never asked to save the world, but he had to save Batman once or twice.
Once or twice.
Yeah, you just and Jimmy, you want to see B. Robin all the time. Save Batman for three games, two games,
two
whatever
games,
his damn hand
two games. Steph will come back. Two games.
No, here you go, Pashinsky. What?
Crazy.
There is some I'll get to the Florida Panthers in a second, but there is some Dolphins news. The Miami Dolphins have made a signing. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but they have added a long snapper, former Patriots long snapper Joe Cardona. That is your breaking Dolphins news.
All right.
Yeah, moving the needle.
Well, you know, I'm on the long snapping beat.
Oh, that's right. You have talked about long snapping for a while.
John Denny's not there anymore?
No, John Denny is not there.
John Denny's been there for years.
He would have been better than our long snapper last year who took off most of the season, but whatever. So the Miami Marlins are going to play against the White Sox this weekend. Game one is this today. And how about that? New Pope is a White Sox fan,
He's
and the Marlins are going to play him.
How about that?
Yeah.
So it would lead you to believe that maybe this is a White Sox maybe ordained that the White Sox will take this series.
The Pope's closer to God than I am. You can't bet on sports. You can't hope for sports.
Oh, interesting. You can't.
You can't try to move the sports
I'm
needle
not so certain.
As
I think,
a Pope.
I think you can't help it. Like, when you're that close to the Almighty, if he knows and he knows all, if he knows that you're a White Sox fan – you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're asking him; he just knows.
I think you have to tend to the better good, the wider range of humans, and there's less people, Catholic people, that do not cheer for the Cubs, the White Sox. Sorry. So that he needs to worry about the people, and that's why they, you know.
Well, the Marlins are a -150 favorite tonight, so Vegas does not believe in God.
What?
I'll tell you who's not going to be afraid to show out. Matt Mervis, Hawk.
+350 to hit a ding-dong, mm-hmm. which is low odds. Mm-hmm. They're expecting some ding-dong action mm-hmm. from Mervis. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it be a nice statement or some sort of statement? I don't know, it doesn't have to be nice. But wouldn't it be some sort of statement if the Jewish Marlins player mm-hmm. comes out and starts raking ding-dongs against the Pope's favorite team? Just saying. I love a storyline. That's a good storyline.
I still don't think that it has anything to do with outcomes of games.
Well, if you have any inkling that maybe it does, perhaps bet a little money on Jesus Sanchez for the Marlins. Jesus, you may know him as.
But if both teams pray, why does God listen to either team more?
Oh, I'm not saying he does or he doesn't. I just know that the Pope is a White Sox fan. This is the White Sox first game since he got elevated to the role. You figure it out on your own.
I'll tell you what. I'll throw a parlay, or I'll throw a flyer on Jesus Sanchez tonight.
I mean, honestly,
how could you
Jesus
not?
Sanchez? Come on. How could you not?
Just because the Pope was changed?
The Pope? This guy's name is Jesus.
Yeah, but it's just a human.
Right.
What's his name? Theo the Third?
Yeah.
The new Theo the Third is just a human.
Are you? Who are you talking about? The Huxtables?
The new Pope. What's his name?
Leo.
Pope
Leo.
Theo the Third is
Leo. Theo the Third is the Huxtable kid.
Theo is just a human that was a cardinal. Y'all taught me it's not baby Pope. A cardinal that became the Pope, but he's just a human.
All right. Well, you take that up when you get up there because I'm not even on your team, and I'm not going there.
I'm in the VIP line of heaven.
Yeah, I don't think so. You're in the VIP line somewhere.
When I get to heaven, God's walking down to the gate telling them, send him, they do with the dreads, tattoos, mm-hmm. Come on up here,
yeah.
Brother.
All right.
Appreciate you, G.
Dress lightly.
I'm going to be hot.
Wear shorts and a tank top if you can.
God. Yeah. Crowder.
Yeah.
You guys, are you guys planning on getting a number 14 Miami Dolphins jersey?
Who's that, Ewers?
Quinn Ewers will be wearing number 14.
I am not.
I think he'll take Zach Wilson's job.
No.
As the backup, I do.
No.
Such a dismissive sound.
It really was so dismissive.
He's taking his job.
All right.
You draft a young dude with a low salary over Zach Wilson, who's garbage?
Well, when are you saying he's going to take his job? This season or like
this
next season?
This season.
No.
If Tua gets hurt, why? But, Hulk, just think, okay, generally, if Tua gets hurt, what's the reason to play Zach Wilson? You know what he is.
You've got to win games.
Quinn Ewers, better?
Are you joking?
Heart,
did you watch what happened when they went with Skylar Thompson last season?
I agree with you.
No, win games.
I agree with you.
Enough of this.
I 100% agree with you.
You think Quinn Ewers is going to give them a better chance to win an NFL game?
Yes,
than Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson is garbage.
Stop it.
Hulk. If Tua gets hurt tomorrow,
stop.
Zach Wilson has a better chance. You haven't seen Quinn Ewers play.
It.
I want Quinn Ewers to be the backup.
Hell yeah.
Stop.
Do you believe Quinn Ewers will start a game for the Miami Dolphins
this
season?
Oh, my God.
Just one.
We're doing this now?
Yes. Yes.
Please.
Just one.
I'm going to fold my leg towards Alana.
Leo.
Put that leg right on top of
Theo.
Leo, what have I done
to have
fallen into this god-awful conversation?
I'm talking to Theo. Oh, who are you talking to?
All right, so here's the situation with the Florida Panthers. I know you guys mentioned the Jameson Olive tweet from earlier today. He was just quoting Paul Maurice, who said there could be a few game-time decisions for Game 3 based on health of a couple players. And I think everybody, Hawk, you had mentioned it in the last hour, I was listening on the drive up, everybody immediately points to Matthew Tkachuk because, frankly, dude's been a ghost. This series, he doesn't look right.
Well, Goldie gave you stats, though, that would kind of be indicative to otherwise, that maybe we just weren't seeing his.
But isn't Chucky somebody whose like presence you feel?
Well,
on the ice, you feel it.
But, well, that's why I thought it was so obvious that he was, I kept calling him a non-factor.
Yeah.
But Goldie had actual stats that say, no, he wasn't a non-factor. Like he was statistically a big part of the game. So, you know, maybe we're expecting, like, you know, it's like people have these barometers that they set for themselves that are so high that sometimes if they have an above average game, for them that's almost below average. So I'm more inclined to believe Goldie and his stats than my own eyes, because I don't watch hockey in the fashion that someone who really understands the sport does.
And getting goals like Tkachuk, like he was the center of a lot of stuff. But in hockey, we found out, like, even Ekblad and Huberdeau and all those guys we know in the past, they'd go games without scoring, and everybody tells us, like, they're amazing. So I'll trust George Richards, and I'll trust the Goldies, and I'll trust the Red Deers, and saying that, no, he's just not scoring, because, you know, most people, it's like football. There's ball watchers, and then there's football people. I can see somebody's value if they're not scoring a touchdown. Because, you know, there's a lot of ball watchers out there.
I trust Jesus Sanchez to hit a home run tonight for the Marlins.
Please, Theo, don't let this happen.
I trust Goldie and George Richards as well. And you're right, I don't know Puck. But I stand on my take, Matthew Tkachuk has been a ghost. And something's not right with him.
All right. We'll find out tonight.
But a lot of guys haven't scored goals this series.
And it's not just about scoring goals. I'm telling you, you feel Matthew Tkachuk's presence when he's out there.
Where do you feel it?
He's just throwing bodies. I feel it down in the depths of my inner looms.
Of your uterus. Your uterus?
Yeah, my uterus.
What's the guy with Tourette's, the wrestler, Jimmy, with Tourette's?
Gold Dust?
Yeah, Gold Dust. That reminds me of the video where he's like, down there. There. Hang on. The way you said it.
Oh, the full Savannah Bananas pivot episode is out now.
People are texting it that it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Knowing Crowder's original take on the Savannah Bananas.
What happened again?
And then watching the actual episode where they're talking about how it's the most electric atmosphere in all of sports history.
A global sports phenomenon changing baseball and fan-first event. Hey. Thank you so much, man. Glad to have you. I'm a big fan.
Down there. There. All right, we got to get to Lee Sterling. Anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy today. Happens to be a great day, though, to come out to Plantation, to Tabacon Cigars and Spirits. And tonight the lows will be in, like, the low 70s. So perfect evening for that.
Oh, man.
All right, very good. What's old man?
Insufficient funds, Cole.
Jesus getting bet up.
Man, Jesus needs to put some money in this Wells Fargo account.
Leo. What have I done?
I'm Brandon Theo.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
North Right Clamp South Fox H Top Pass 38 Top Gumby XP Sweat.
Hawk and Crowder.
Lee Sterling.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Erling is going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. So come on out and join us, by the way, tonight, Tabacon. We will do the show till 6, and the entire QAM staff will be here starting at 6. Joe Rose, Leroy Horde, Brendan Tobin, Jay Figg, Hollywood.
We're going on stage?
So there's a stage here. You weren't here at the first one.
No.
And we kibitz a little bit.
Oh, man.
But we're going to be able to watch playoff hockey tonight.
Oh, okay.
So that really, I think, is the... The draw should be this in this order, okay?
Kibitz?
No.
Oh.
Cigars,
mm-hmm.
Whiskey, hockey,
mm-hmm.
Kibitzing, free stuff,
ooh,
and then whatever we do on stage. So we're sixth.
I don't like that.
Yeah, sixth. So
sixth?
Bring your A game tonight, Crowder. But anyway, anyone's welcome to come on out and join us. 6 o'clock is when the festivities get underway. Tabacon Plantation Walk. Lee Sterling, he had a great week last week. We were off last Friday. Yeah. Dono filled in, and Dono had Lee Sterling on. I think he went like 5-0. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports as well. You killed it last Friday, right, Lee?
We did. We hit all three selections, and also on top of that, two of the selections were actually plus 200 or greater. So it was the equivalent of going 5-0.
Wow. I'll take that any day of the week.
Yes,
I had Draymond Green over – not Draymond. I had Jimmy Butler over 23.5 last night. Oof. That was a stinker. What do you have? Because you told me via text that you've got to back up the Brinks truck winner for the Panthers tonight, and I'm hoping it's what I want to play tonight. I haven't put anything in yet because I've been waiting to talk to you. So what do you got for us?
Okay, I'm going to give you three selections. Give you a basketball selection first. Then we're going to move to a UFC selection and finish with a Panthers selection. And for the first time ever, all three are back the Brinks truck up selections, and two of them we're going to sprinkle a little something extra on the game, so there is a potential for a 5-0. So we're going to start off.
I like action. All right.
You're going to get it today. So we're going to start off with a basketball game tonight. Cleveland and Indiana. And Indiana, as we know, has won the first two games. But last game, Darius Garland did not play again. DeAndre Hunter didn't play again. And Evan Mobley didn't play. Hunter and Mobley, these are top 10, top 15 defensive players in the NBA. They will be back tonight. They've already been at shoot-around, so I'm like 90-95% sure they're playing. I think they're going to bring the intensity, and we saw it when they played Miami. They can shut you down defensively. So I think the defensive efforts are going to be there. We're going to go with our first back-to-Brinks truck-up selection, and it's going to be under 112.5 in the first half.
Oh, we got to fire up the Brinks truck. Hold on a second here. We're backing it up. We're ready to take our deposit. With a fast reverse. That is,
he's gone.
In reverse, this guy flies. What is? No, I'm sorry. So what is it?
Minus one. We're going to go under 112.5 total points in the first half, Cleveland and Indiana. We think the intensity that Cleveland's going to bring. Don't know if they're going to cover first half of the game, but we think the intensity of the defense is going to be there.
Let me just make sure I have this right. Cavs, Pacers, under first half.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Second selection, UFC. It's the opening bout. I think there's 11 or 12 fights. UFC 315 from Montreal, Canada. Now, it's the fight between Bekhtat Amirkhan, the Turin warrior, fighting Brad Superman Katona. Now, Brad Superman Katona, he looks like Superman if you painted most of the Supermen that have played that role, but with blonde or dirty blonde hair. I mean, chiseled looks. But this guy, Brad Katona, is an untalented fighter. In fact, no finishing potential. He's 3-4 in the UFC from Dublin, Ireland. He has no following at all. In fact, the three wins are all against fighters who are not even in the UFC anymore. He was cut once from the UFC, brought back. He's boring. Just think that Amirkhan, who is from Kazakhstan, we know about Kazakhstan fighters. He's physical. He's fast. He's dangerous. He dropped Umar Nurmagomedov. Did lose the fight, but dropped him in the first round. And I think he's going to be able to stuff the takedowns here. We're going to go with Bekhtat Amirkhan, -150 is a back-to-Brinks truck up selection, and also we're going to sprinkle something on him at +350 to +400 to win by TKO or KO.
All right, I like it. We're back in the Brinks truck up again. All right, so far we have Cavs Pacers under on the first half tonight. We've got Amirkhan -150 and a little sprinkling on KO, TKO.
Yep.
And now we get to the coup de grace tonight, Lee. And Lee's website is ParamountSports.com. If you want his picks on the regular, we get to the coup de grace, the Panthers game tonight.
All right, so out of three playoff series that have already gone two games, it's hard to argue there's a more misleading one than this Florida-Toronto series so far. If you look at the first two matchups of this series, statistically, Florida has dictated the pace of each game. In Game 1, Toronto had a significant advantage in terms of power plays called. But if you just look at 5-versus-5 play, Florida had a 31-11 scoring chance advantage, 64-33 shot attempt advantage, and they probably deserved a power play late in the third period with a chance to tie it up with Sam Reinhart was tripped into the boards late. In Game 2, it was more the same in terms of expected goals, taking into account the quality of the shot, location on the ice, and also other factors. Florida had a 3.8 expected goals expected to score to Toronto's 2.1. Florida's shot attempt advantage in that game was even more dramatic than in Game 1 as well. I came into this series expecting that whoever wins the series will need to win just one on the road to advance, and I still think that's the case. This head-to-head series has been very friendly to the home crowd in recent memory. Toronto, 5-1 of the last six matchups at home. Florida, also 5-1 of the last six matchups at home. And we all know the referees adjust based on the crowd, and head coach Paul Maurice ripped into the officials for that horrible embellishment call against Evan Rodriguez in Game 2. I'd expect that adjustment from the officials tonight, and it's important to remember that Florida's power play is on fire when they get their opportunities. That's 28.6% conversion rate on their power play. It's behind just Dallas and Vegas for the best teams still in the playoffs. So we know also that Toronto will play their backup goalie, who only has two career postseason starts here. Don't want to lay 230, 240 here. We're going to go with the Florida Panthers regulation money line -140, and we're going to sprinkle this Toronto team that I don't think is as good as they've shown, scoring 4 and 5 goals in the first game, under 2.5 goals also on the sprinkle. Panthers win 3-1, 4-1.
I love it. So here it is. Back the Brinks truck up. Three picks from Lee Sterling. Cavs Pacers under on the first half tonight. Amirkhan -150 tomorrow night. UFC 315 from Montreal. Sprinkle a little on KO or TKO. And tonight, Panthers regulation winners money line. So because it's what I think
regular is minus 230, right? So we're going regulation money line at about minus 140. And the Maple Leafs under 2.5 tonight. We're sprinkling that as well.
Is that enough action for you, Mark?
I mean, that gives me the action that I need. Crowder's had the app open the entire time.
The app open. I'm locked in, Lee.
Yeah, you've been talking. So we've got action here. I'm gonna do all those plays tonight.
Hey, Lee, quick question, yeah. Because the first time that, what was it, there were four road games won in the NBA Finals and all that we've heard, and there's some under, you know, some lower-seeded teams. Is this changing your betting approach now? Because I've lost some money now with these damn road teams beating the hell out of
this
people.
This has been a tough handicapping job for the NBA playoffs.
It has. I lost one of those three games, and where teams had plus 20-point leads. So what I've done is I've adjusted. In the last couple days, I've taken teams as far as first half. So, for instance, we had Minnesota first half last night. The night before, I think we had Boston in the first half. So different, you know, you don't have to just pick a winner for the game. You don't have to pick a total. There's so many different ways to skin a cat, and we've been able to navigate it so far, and hopefully we blow the lid off it tonight and bring the Panthers to within a two to one series record here, and then hopefully we tie it up and then steal one in Toronto.
That would be great. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. Follow him on Twitter @ParamountSports. Thank you, Lee. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, guys. Take care.